Key news for Friday, June 16th. I'm Ben Thomas. A Justice Department investigation accuses Minneapolis police of a pattern of violating constitutional rights and discriminating against Black and Native American people. Ed Donahue has more.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says many officers in Minneapolis do their job.
But the patterns and practices we observed made what happened to George Floyd possible.
George Floyd was arrested in Minneapolis in 2020.
I can't breathe.
A review found numerous incidents in which MPD officers responded to a person's statement that they could not breathe with a version of, "You can breathe. You're talking right now."
Former officer Derek Chauvin, who is white, was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the death of Floyd, who was Black. Garland also said the report shows Chauvin showed excessive force on other occasions and other officers did not stop him. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Pittsburgh, a truck driver who spewed hatred of Jews has been convicted of storming a synagogue in October 2018 and fatally shooting 11 congregants. The jury now to decide whether he gets the death penalty or life without parole. Michael Cohen, former President Trump's one-time personal lawyer, has lost his bid for early release from probation. And AP correspondent Adrian Bradshaw reports the nation's top public health agency is getting a new chief.
The White House is announcing that Dr. Mandy Cohen will be the new director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Cohen previously served as secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services from 2017 until last year. She succeeds Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Recent polls show public trust in the CDC has somewhat eroded, partly due to missteps in dealing with COVID-19 and to political attacks. I'm Adrian Bradshaw.
And Daniel Ellsberg has died at 92. The government analyst who leaked the Pentagon Papers in 1971, 7,000 pages that revealed official doubts about U.S. strategy in Vietnam. This is AP News. A growing number of young teens are turning to surgery and medication to lose weight. Donna Warder takes a closer look.
John Simon of Van Nuys, California, was age 14 and 430 pounds, so he and his mother turned to weight loss surgery.
My compassion with food was exhausting.
9 months after the surgery that removed a portion of his stomach, John has lost about 150 pounds. Stanford University surgeon Dr. Janie Pratt says for young people like John who have severe obesity, just diet and exercise do not work.
We've shown again and again that in kids with severe obesity and in adults with severe obesity, lifestyle change is not a good treatment.
In Minnesota, Edward Kent, a 6-foot, 300-pound high school sophomore, started using an obesity drug in January, and he's lost 40 pounds. I'm Donna Warder.
Thank you, Donna. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.